Zog the Mishnah, the new parak. Daf Chav Beis Amid Aleph. Borishoino. Kol mi sheroitze litrum es hamizbeach toirim. That means, the Trumas HaDeshen, we're not discussing now Yom HaKippurim anymore. That was the last parak. This parak discusses the paisos, the different goyrolos and lotteries that they made, starting with Trumas HaDeshen and the other hakrovas that were done throughout the whole year for the kahanim. Borishoino, originally when it came to Trumas HaDeshen, kol mi sheroitze litrum es hamizbeach toirim. Whoever wants to do the Maisa Truma can do it. To be termed the Mizbeach, to take off the ashes. It wasn't something that there was a lot of people that volunteered to do. It was a Tumas HaDeshen. It was Kois HaGever. It was earlier. It was something you had to put on big day. B'godim Prusim. It wasn't exactly. It's an Avoida, but it wasn't the Avoida that they were fighting for, Pashtus. So first come, first serve, who wants it? Zogt Rashi, kol koyen shoyim oise beis av, roitze litrum adeshen shachis teurem. There wasn't even a pious for it. Now, the Ramban, over here in the Milchames, says the Paiton, when he brings the Paiton on Yom Kippurim, we had this in Tosis, so he says over here, that what's it called? It says over here, Loshon of Pisces on Yom HaKippurim also. We'll see soon, there was eventually a Pais. But Rishonim was before the Pisces. But the Ramban says the Loshon of the Paiton was on Yom HaKippurim also. Seemingly that even the Trumas HaDeshen on Yom HaKippurim was done by a Kohen Hedyot.
The Baal HaMor and other Rishonim argue.
That's the Machlokes Rishonim that we had before in Tosis. But this is even before the Pais. But Rishonim called Mishroitz HaLitimus HaMizbeach Torim Uvizman Shein Merubin. What had happened when it was Merubin, when there were many people? So then Rotzin v'oilin bekevesh. So then they ran up to the kevesh. The kevesh we know was 32 amos in length. Kol ha'koydim es chaveroi ba'arba amos zocha. Whoever reaches the dalet amos of the mokoim of the mizbeach is zocha first. It was not just the first come, first serve. If it was more than people, more than one person, uman shei Merubin, so then Rotzin v'oilin bekevesh. There was a race. Kol ha'koydim es chaveroi ba'arba amos zocha. Zog Rashi, uvizman shem rubin haboim litroim, zeoim ranitoirim, zeoim ranitoirim, so zeoim ishpotoi. This is what they relied on. They relied on a first come, first serve on etzim race. Rotzim oil bekevesh, shishloishim ishtaim oirech, v'chol ha'koydem likonis lotech arba ames el yoynish al kevesh asmuchas l'roish ha'mizbeach. Whoever reaches the dalal ames right before the mizbeach, zochol litroim v'zeh goyrolom. And this was their goyrol. This was their lot. So it's Mashma and Rashi that it's not pshat, it's tamanecha timtza. Okay, who are we going to give it to when there's more than one person that wants it? Whoever gets there first, he gets it. Zogt Rashi zeg goyrolom, meaning this is their schus, this is like a goyrol. Just like you want a goyrol, a pious, you win it. The goyrol was that you got there first. Yeah. Right. This was the pious before the pious. Exactly. That's what I'm learning up the Rashi. Zeg goyrolom. This was the goyrol before the goyrol of a pious. Whoever reaches Dalet Amos first. Zog the Mishnah weiter. V'im hoyu shneim shovin. Now what happens when the etzim race is a tie? Hamemuna oimelehen hatzbiu. Stick out your fingers. This is the pious of sticking out your fingers. So Rashi, v'moyish shneim shovim b'klisoson, ein echem en zeicher litroim. It's not pshat as a tie, one is zeicher. The schus girl wasn't decided. So there's two ways now what to do. You can have a girl between these two. Shteit on nein. Avo me'ato kulon boim lahatil goyrel. Umahu ha goyrel amemun ala paises oim el kulon. So shteit on Rashi, it's not the pshat. When there's a tie, so now there's a question between runner-up and who the first one is. Pshat is this battle, this whole maisa. This whole maisa goyrol of who is there first with this battle. There is no winner. So there's no winner, so you have to start anew. You have to make a new goyrol. So you made a new goyrol. What was the new goyrol? It's boys of Pisces. Rabbi Yashiv in the Oris explains this way. He says that once it wasn't Hukra, that there was a winner with the whoever reaches Dalai Lama's first, so there's no Achro, so Melo, you're starting from scratch, you're a Mesak and a Pious. Ben Kulom. Hatzbiu, so they stuck out their finger, the etzba, next to the thumb. That's the finger that's easiest to stick out, the easiest to see, the pointer. There was a circle, and then the Memuna, they took off the what's it called, the mitznefes of one of them. That's the one you started from, and you counted the number that was made by a different person. But we'll see soon. But like upon him, it was a girl that there was no inside job. The one that was counting wasn't the one that made up the number. Zokt Mishnah, Hamemuna Oimelan Hatzbiu, Umayin Moitzin, Achas Ishtayim, either one finger or two fingers. You count it as one, but it's one or two. Ve'ein moitzien egoidel b'mikdosh. You don't stick out the thumb. The Gemara is going to explain why. Because of Ramoyin. Mais, and now the Gemara goes in the etzim zach, in the etzim running up the kevish. Mais, look the Mishnah. Mais, shoish neim shovin. There was a tie. Ve'rotzin v'oilim b'kevish. Ve'dochav echad menes chaveroi. He pushed him. There's another Gemara where he stabbed someone. That's holding a Gemara, but what's more important, tumor. Zog the Gemara, v'dochav echad menes chaveroi. He pushed him. V'nofav v'nishbro raglo. He broke his foot. V'chevin shiro v'bezdin shabonin de sakona. So that he's skinu shaloi torminis amizbeach el bepayis. Drop this first type of girl of running up. It's only bepayis. Zog the Meiri, why is it called the pious? Because you're being mefayis b'neim. The pious is you being mefayis b'neim. Now, obviously, it's for the kahanim that were toivel already for tumas adeshen. You had to have a tefillah. So like this, you mezumen right away. Zok the Russian Tomid, and you won't make a mistake and do this avoid of tumas adeshen without being toivel. So the pious was amongst those that were ready toivel in the morning. So they were toivel and pious. So the Teshonim says that the koyen that was moina did not know the number until after the asaras hamitznefes. That's when he's told the number. Oh, one of the others. Zokta Taisa Shonim. Hamamuna Oimele Matzbiu. Pirush. Shiyu Mechavonim Beinei Minyan Echod. Yud, Oichof, Oimem. Veyimnu Beze Aleph, Beze Beis, Beze Gimel. Kol Aminyan. Veoysa Shesimu Boi Aminyan. Shekivnu Yitroim. Vim Toimayim Kein Yesh Ramay. Shamamuna Yeda Betoiv Heichon Yisayim. If the Muna knows the number, then it can be an inside job. Veyechon Yisayim Aminyan. Vechomish Roitz Boi Yitroim. So the Teshonim learns the Beinayim, they made up a number, the Kahanim, picked the number, 40, and then the Mamuna didn't know the number until after he took off the Mitznefes, so he had no idea where it's starting and where it's ending until afterwards.
Was there a pious on Yom Kippur?
Oh, so that's the Python. The Pashas, it was all Avariz Yerkoyen Gol, so there shouldn't be a pious. The Python in the Piyut says there was a pious in the Tumas Hadeshen. So the Ramban learns that vices in Yom Kippurim, even on Yom Kippurim, there was a pious, and it wasn't Avariz Koyen Gol. Other Rishonim learned that no, Avariz was a Koyen Gol. That was the machlokes we had in the Tais Shonim, in the Mishnayis, and the different Rishonim we had in Tais before.
The Mamuna chose which hat to take off, which was
service to take off. The Mamuna took a hat, but he didn't know. He did not know the number. If you don't know a number, a hat means nothing. The number could be 2, the number could be 42. So it means nothing.
Yeah, but the guys who came up with the number could tell him, like, this guy's hat.
But that's already too many, that's too many inside jobs. We're talking about one person being a rabbi, that we're not chosh for. They're all in it. They all have the number, so they all know the number. So it can't be that they're against each other. One of them is going against himself. Zogdu Mishnah Vaita. Arba Paisis Hoyusham. Vizah Paisa Rishon. But again, we're talking about throughout the year now. We're not talking about Yom Kippurim. This parak is not talking about Yom Kippurim. There were four Paises, and this is the first of the Paises. This is the first Avodah. Now, Rashi seemingly argues on the Tais Rishonim. If you look at Rashi, Bamaschi, it's Biu. Zog Rashi. Hoytziu etz Be'ei Seichem. Kol Echad Yireh Etz Boi. Everyone sees the finger. The Muna takes off the mitznefes of one of them. Umimenu pious mask from there starts to count. Limnois. Umoitzikolechet bechet et boy leminion. Vamamuna oime kol shaminion kolaboy huzoicha. Umoitzi mipiv minion. Zogt Rashi. Umoitzi mipiv minion. Black and white. Rashi says that the Mamuna is the one that says the minion. Now, there's no chashash gamoyz. It's too complicated. Talking about a circle, and he randomly takes off a mitznefes, and he says a minion. So Melo did not choishes. But Kaponim Teshonim says they themselves benayim say a minion. Rashi says umoytzi mipiv minion.
It's a big minion.
Oymeya, oyshishim, halba yoysim mishayishim kanim. Many more than the kanim that were in the circle. So it's impossible to calculate. Umaschilim nois mizesh and not a migoyshah a mitznefes. V'soyve v'hoylech umoyna. And it goes a second time, a third round. Now, another reason why. Yeah, but you don't know. You have a whole circle. You have.
Well, you don't know that.
But he didn't. He went around randomly and he took off a mitznefes. He doesn't even see their faces, they turned inside. So he takes off of him itself and he takes the, says the minion. Tashonim comes afuki dead. You're right. Tashonim says the minion is made by the Kahanim, not by the Mamuna. But Rashi says, Moitzi Mepiv minion, it seems like he is the Moitzi the Mepiv the minion. Now the Tashyantav says another reason why they couldn't have the girl, this pious, only on the ones that in the race. How many people in the race? Two people. How could you have a pious with a minion in the race? It's a done deal. You know exactly what it is. Two people. If I take an even number, it's this side. If it's an odd number, it's this side. So whatever number you take, you can pick who you want. So Melitzeramois, they can automatically a not fair pious. If there's only two people in a pious, it's not shaykh a pious. This whole pious is not shaykh by two. The whole vort is it's a number that's in the circle, and you're going a high tanageya. A high number by two people doesn't make a difference. Odd is you, even is you. One, two, three, four, five, six. It ends up being always odd and even. So Mela, that's why Zokta Yontif, why it had to be a Hitilu Goyle Ben Kulom. Zokta Gemara. Vohom Yikoga, my time, Lot Kinul Rabban and Paisa. Why originally did we say, Kol Mishroitz and Litram, Mizbech Teurem? And then we said, Mizman Shem Rubin, there was a race. And then we said, after the Sakona, there was a pious from everyone. Why was it not originally a pious? Zok de Gemara, mi kora sovur. Kev and avoid is lailo hi. Loch shivalu. It's an avoid is lailo. It's the middle of the night. It's not choshev. Who's coming? Who's running? Yes, it's a choshev. It's zach avoida. But no one is running. Not all at once. And they weren't choshev. People are coming. So what do you need to have a pious for? Can avoid is lailo hi loch shivalu. Voloyosu. Came in the chazir kosu, they saw that no people are coming. But also the sakona, and not just they came and they ran up the ramp and they ended up a sakona. So tkinu le paisa. Frek di gemara. Vare evorim updorim. Da avoid as laila hi. Vitkin le rabbanu paisa. Evorim updorim, the burning of the fats and the limbs. Is it avoid as laila? And we know it's one of the paisas. So we see al kaponim, even by avoid as laila, originally it started with the pais, not just afterwards. Zok de Gemara is a fundamental difference.
It was originally. Maybe that pipe is also later.
But it wasn't. This was a mission that says that it started off by Rishon and Kol Mishereitzer, and by Evoim and Pedorim, it doesn't start off that way. It was originally a pious. It's one of the pious that was originally a pious. Zok de Gemara is a fundamental difference. By the Evoim and Pedorim, Soif avoided the Yomomahi. It's not Pshat, it's an Avoid Islali. Yes, it took place at night, but it's a Soif avoid as Yomomah. It starts at the end of the day, and then it continues through the night. It's a soif avodis yamama. Soif avodis yamama. Avodah is going to be a lot of volunteers that want it from the base of. So he had started from the pious. So tomorrow, soif avodis yamama he. Frag the Gemara. So look at it this way too. So look at the girl of the, I'm sorry, look at the Trumas Hadesh in the same way too. Hai nami tchilas avodis yamama. Why look at it as Avodis Lailo? Look at it as the onset, the beginning of Avodis Yom. Why shouldn't there be a lot of volunteers run from the onset? And like the Taka was. The Omer Rabbi Yechonon. A riot that it's a Tchilas Avodah. Kiddush Yodov L'Trumas Hadeshen. If you Mekadosh Yodayim for Trumas Hadeshen at night, L'Mochar, the next morning, Ein Tzoch L'Kadosh, because he started Avodis Hayom, Shekva Kiddush Mitchilas Avodah. So we see clearly it's a Tchilas of Avodah. Zok de Gemara, this is not a raya. Why?
Washing is good for the morning.
This washing for Trumas Hadeshen, that was done before daybreak is good for the netila in the day, and you don't have to have another netila.
So how, during the night, how does he, maybe he touched something that wasn't good?
He woke up, he did netila. Now he did Trumas HaDeshen. Now when it turns daybreak, he doesn't have to wash again. It's ready, he's out of bed, he's ready, not sleeping, he's ready to start the day. Just he started the day before the daybreak. So this netila is a tchilas avodas yoyim. V'arayah, the netila works for an hour from now when it's going to turn daybreak. Zog the Gemara, shekva kiddush mitchilas avodah, eimo, zog the Gemara, shekva kiddush mitchila le'avodah. It's not the pshat that it's a avodas yoyim. It's a tchilas avodas yoyim. We're always saying over here, you're mekadosh mitchila le'avodah, but le'olam it's not the pshat, it's an avodas, a tchilas avodas yoyim. I was mekadosh mitchila for the avodah. And that's why you don't have to wash again. But not because it's in avodas yomama. That's what the Gemara wants to say. The Gemara wants to say it's a tchilas avodah just like that's a soif avodah. So the Gemara says the raya is because you don't need another netila because you started, you were mekadosh mitchilas avodah. So the Gemara says no. Shekva kiddush mitchila la avodah. Lo'olam it's not a avodas yomama. Tchilas avodah. It happens to be avodas lila. Why do you not need another kiddush? I was mekadosh my tov now mitchila for the avodah. So that's it. You don't need another kiddush.
Was Volkmar assuming that Kriyas HaGever is before Alois, right?
Kriyas HaGever is Alois.
Is Alois? The
yeah.
Says
it's Alois,
right?
So yeah. But it says you can do it before or after. So you're doing it before.
I'm saying, let's say this mission or this member is talking about where he did it from Alois and on.
So then it's in the daytime. Then it's not called Avodis Laila B'chlal. Then it won't be Mekasha. Then it's not Avodis Laila.
It could be Balbatish. People don't want it.
So close to the night. You have to get up before.
Yeah.
The Gemara is going to discuss now about getting up. But the Gemara right now is going. The Gemara is going that it's before Alois. That's a Pashas.
Because the Mishnah, you could do it before.
Not just you could do it. It was done before. It was done by Chatzois. It was done by your Golem even earlier. It's an Avodas Lila.
What time of year?
Got it. But that's a shame Avodas Lila. It has a shame. It's gespart from those times a year that it's an Avodas Lila. What do you mean many people? The Mishmer.
Not only one person, you had all the...
We'll see soon in the pious. No, it's the person that was got the girdle. He did it.
There's only one person to...
Whoever won the pious got it. Whoever won the pious, yeah?
Well, there's multiple people here.
No, the pious is a person. There's not many people win a pious. Zok the Gemara, the second teretz is, Ikka da Amri, mi kora sovur, the difference between the Evorim and Pdorim, and this pious is, mi kora sovur. Yes, it might be considered a tchilas avoida, and that might be considered a seif avoida. MMA, there is no reason to differentiate, but there is a difference. You know what the difference is? Kevadik oineshena. Since at the end of the day, it means you have to get up early. You're sleeping. Loi osu. People are not going to show up. That's what they thought. So that's what they assumed originally. And then they saw that people actually are coming. And not just they're coming and they're running up the ramp and it's a sakona. So then they were misakin a pious. Over there, it wasn't like that. They knew from the beginning people are going to be because it's not enough shane in between. So the Gemara assumes right now, evorim b'dorim means you have to stay up till late at night. After all, you have to stay up until the Evarim are burnt. That's the chrayis of that coin that won the pious. That's tamer. You have to stay up late. You have to stay till chatzoy sometimes. Depends when it's burnt. So it's also an oineshena. So why would people want it? Because you can't go to sleep. That's called an oineshena. So the more notice a difference. Shiny migna mi makem. There's a big difference between migna than makem. Right. Staying up late, that I can do, even though I'm tired. Mashenkin, getting up early when you're sleeping, that we don't expect people to do, and that we didn't think. We were pleasantly surprised that there was taka people that wanted it. Zogt Rashi, the second one, line, shine and migrim and make him. Noyach loyla odom lenade chenim enov. It's easier to remove sleep from your eyes. Milelech lishon, and to go to sleep at seif alayla, meaning to going to sleep until late, milio is oimer mimitose bashkomesh yitrumes adeshen, to get up early. And that's maisim b'chol yoim. It's harder for a person to get up than to stay up. Zog die Gemara. Vetakanto lahai gisa havoi. Meaning, you're telling me that you made a pious because of the sakona that came about because of the Tumas Hadeshim when he ran up the ramp. That's not the reason of the pious. Whoever wins the pious of the Tumas Hadeshen also is the pious of the Sidu Maroch and the Shnei Gizri Eitzim. So since it's all one coin that did it, so Melo Avadat needed a pious mitchila. It's Avodah Shuvah, like any Avodah. Frag the Gemara. V'tekanta l'hai gisa avoi. Tekanta l'hai gisa avoi. Zog Rashi. V'tekanta l'hai gisa avoi. Kushi, this is the reason of the pious. One coin, it's not because it was a second stage, it needed a pious from the onset. The tiny like learned in the Brisa. Whoever is in Trumas Hadeshen, he is Zoicha in Sidu. Shnei gizrei besidu marocha, uve shnei gizrei eitzim. He's mesale de marocha. He does the gizrei eitzim. So our component, we see it's an original pious that would be necessary for the sidu marocha and gizrei eitzim. At the avodah chshuva, and to the gemara, there is two stages. Om Ravashi, shteish takonis have miikoros sovur. First, they thought lo also like we said, no one's showing up for tumas hadeshen. Came in the chazu de kaosu, and for also namely the sakona, there was a sakona by the ramp. So tekinu le paisa. So they made a pious. For what? For Tumas Hadeshen. Came to Tkinu Le Paisa, Loi Osu. People said, what am I buying? A lottery ticket? I'm not winning anyways. I'm buying a ticket to come up early, to get up early for something that I might not even win. A far-fetched thing. I'm going to win. And it's not such a geshmak avoid. I have to get up early for it. So then they said, you know what? There's a bonus prize. You know what the bonus prize is? That you get to do the Sidu Marocha and the Giza Eitzim. So Mele Zog Tumoga, Tkinu Le Paisa, Loi Osu. Amri mi yema de Misramilon. So how did the kinlay? So the member second, Misha Zochab Trumas Hadeshen, Yiske Besidu Marocha Mishnei Gizri Eitzim, Keich the Neitzim and the Faisa. So yes, even though it's far-fetched, I'll win. And even though it means getting up early, which is hard. But since the prize has a bonus with it, then it's ready Kedai, and that's when people came. Toysa says on the top, Temeli, Amayla Mishani, Davor is Evorim Uptorim, Ksheira Bayoim, meaning we had a kasha. That avoidis pedorim haktores also at night. They say a difference. This is kosher b'yoyim. Ulochet tekinu rabbanu paisa lo leisa lantzuye, because it's a very popular thing to do. Kevin de ksher b'yoyim v'chaviva lo dakati leka oineshena. Before we answer the terrors of it's not yet oineshena. It's at bedtime. It's in the daytime. V'zaktesis v'nirali, no, you can't just be win it and then go and then leave. You have to wait till it's hooked there.
If it falls off the Mizbeach, there's a pkia. Mal Mizbeach, she achzirul Marocha, he has to put it back on the Marocha. Ulochi Porch, dem Kain, lechavivalu. So it's not chaviv. It's not common, you're going to wait, want to have it, avoid it, you have to be till midnight. She would schichen lios neugen, zimne nat chatzois, kidei ladure poikin didu. And the Biskova's Medayik, we see the din of Adure Poikin is not Peshat, it's another Maisa, another Avoid of Adure Poikin. It's the Koyin that wins, that has the pious of that Torah. He has to be Mahadur. It's a din in him. So, Mel, it's not something that it's already not so popular. You have to be there till late. And that Gemara says, it means in the Shana of Mekam or Migna. But the Chiddush is, it's not Peshat a new Haktorah. If it's a haktorah mechudesh and a naid in haktorah, so let another koyin do it. No, hadura poikin is a din on this koyin. It's not a new din haktorah. Now let's see the Tosfos Shonim on the top. Bizman shem rumi rotzim mikevesh. He has a bomb kasha v'teimo. Kevin da avoida he. If it's an avoida, how could you run up the kevesh? When you have to keep your feet together. They walked Eke Betzad Goyl. Their feet, the heel by the toes, small steps. The chsiv, loisala b'malos amizbichi, it's a chelik of loisala b'malos.
So just like it's tznius tikkadin. So how could he even run up the kevesh? Kevin shebishas hiluch miyashring aglein kosh kevishas tefila meumed. So Tosis says a bomb kasha. Enter the Tosis shonim ve'ein nira loymar the rotzin eke betzat goyel. Maybe they ran in such a fashion. They ran eke betzat goyel. You ever run small steps? That's what they ran. Very hard. Komar v'shema, and that's fair to say. Zok Tosis shonim v'shema kevin shloi hoyu adayin asukim ba'avoida. Since it's pre-avoida, k'moy bo'helechas hevorim lekevesh. It's only a hechsher. It's bringing it up. Yecholin lohutz. First Eretz is, it's pre-avoid and you could run. Inami, rotzin eke b'tzad goydul. Enecham, you have to answer, they ran eke b'tzad goydul. Sheloi laharois, k'moy oisekein, elokikein, tzorich lo leilich b'shas avoidah. This is how you had to go. This is how you had to run. Enechanami. So Teshonim has a kasha, b'shem du shalmi, how did they run?
And he answers, either this was pre-avoidah or they taka ran eke b'tzad goydul. Others answer the is only to run on the Mizbeach, Leisal B'malas HaMizbech, this is before.
The Reim says that only a Psiagas is also, and really this we're not going to the Issa. Let's see the last Gemara, Uvizman Shem Rubin, Omer HaPopa Pshitali, Arba Ames the Araloi Rotzin, V'Oilu Mekevesh. Tanan. It doesn't mean the Arba Ames on the ground, four Ames of what? It doesn't mean on the ground, on the ground it says Oilu Mekevesh. Zog Gemara, Omer HaPopa Pshitali, Arba Ames the Araloi Rotzin, V'Oilu Mekevesh Na. Kamaisa nami loy rotzin v'oilu mekevesh nan. It can't be the first four amas of the kevesh because it says bekevesh. That means you're going up the kevesh, not just the first four. V'hoda kol akodim schavegoi. And then afterwards kol akodim schavegoi. The beni beni nami loy. Maybe it's somewhere in the middle of the kevesh. Zokmora dolemi simon milsa. You can't define where that end point is. Zokmora pshitili digam mizbeach tanan. It was about it means the four amas of the mizbeach 32 up. Fact gemora kasha boy rapopa. Does it mean including the Amma of the Yisoid and the Soiviv?
We know it's really 32 ramp and 32 Mizbeach, but it's not 64, because the ramp overlaps the Yisoid and the Amma. So what is within four of what? Within four of the Yisoid and the Amma, so it's really six removed? Or it's within four of the end of the ramp? So it's Bahadi Amma and Yisoid. So the Gemara, Oy Dilma Ba'am Amav V'Yisoid V'Am V'Soiviv, and the Gemara on that says Teiku. Zok Rabbi Yashiv in Ha'oris, what is this Teiku Negei Aloch L'Maisa? After all, it's out of an Hichsel L'Meshicha, because La'osid Lavoi, he says that we're not doing running anymore, we're doing Paisis. So what's even the Teiku in the Gemara? It's out of an Hichsel L'Meshicha, because it's not Negei Aloch Lavoi, we're up to Paisis. Zok Rabbi Yashiv is a Raya from here, La'osid Lavoi, there will be a Ritza. Because the Pisces was only by default because it was they were feuding. But Lost Love It is not going to be feuding. There's not going to be a Sakona. So it's going to go back to Ritza. So Mele, it's a Geir for Lost Love It. What Lemaisa, is it including the Amni Yisoy, the Dalit, or is it not? The Gemara blabs Teiku. Tishbi Yitarit. Stop over here.